Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
99.1, the Sports Animal. Brand new hour of the Monday Morning Quarterback here in the Budweiser Studios. Tyler Ivins and Heath Shuler at 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Big news over the weekend. First, Alex Golish officially accepting the job at South Florida. He will be their new head football coach in Tampa. And now Tennessee is looking for a new offensive coordinator. Josh Heupel yesterday, when accepting the bid for the University of Tennessee to the Orange Bowl during the introductory press conference, he addressed losing his offensive coordinator both in the booth and on the recruiting trail.
You know, certainly losing Alex is something that we're excited about. I think it speaks to the growth inside of our program. And when I say that, just that, you know, the success that we're having on the field, the style of play, the culture that we have inside of our building, for him to have an opportunity to go run his own program is one that I am and our staff are excited for him to have that opportunity. And in the coming days, we'll understand how we want to fill that out on the recruiting trail. And then as we get into game preparation as well, but excited for him. And again, I think it speaks so well to what our players and our staff have done in a short amount of time here at Tennessee.
So Heath, you hear Coach Heupel say he's got to be excited. He is. One of his assistants are now getting a chance to have the keys to the vehicle. But on top of that, he's also going to have to find somebody who's going to not only help coach and call plays, which maybe that's as easy as Josh Heupel taking over play calling, which he has done all season. But then again, as I've mentioned on the program, I think the bigger question is, how are you going to get that replaced on the recruiting trail? Maybe the answer to all of those questions, Joey Halsey.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Joey Halsey's obviously done a phenomenal job with how he prepared his quarterbacks. I mean, look what Hendon Hooker did from 1 year to the next.
Sure.
And, you know, that growth. And, you know, I kind of watch how they, you know, when they practice and pregame and how he communicates with these players. I mean, there is a lot of love in that quarterback room for their coach.
Right.
And so I think that's that actually goes throughout that entire offensive group. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that that's the way that coach goes. And, you know, but whoever he selects is, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a great selection. And we'll just have to get a new tight end coach. You know, I think that would be the key, is get a new tight end coach and someone that can really recruit. I mean, that's the biggest key today is, you know, we're late in the season, so go find somebody that can really recruit.
Cabe Klubnik. Let's switch gears here down to the Clemson Tigers, who, again, Tennessee, Clemson, that's going to be an 8 o'clock kickoff. Your home for the Orange Bowl is going to be right here on the flagship station for Tennessee football, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Take a little dig here, going back to Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. It was Clemson 39-10, better than North Carolina. When Klubnik came in and replaced DJ QB, who has now entered the transfer portal for Dabo Swinney's program, all Klubnik ended up doing was going 20 of 24 for 279 and a touchdown.
Unbelievable.
He ended up actually adding a second touchdown with his legs, 7 carries for 30 yards. What was going to be a potential matchup between, if you said this 8 weeks ago, Hendon Hooker and DJ Uiulele, you are now seeing Cade Klubnik against Joe Milton. This prize fight, quarterback versus quarterback. Your first thoughts on 11-2 Clemson taking on 10-2 Tennessee in the Orange Bowl?
Well, I mean, you still got a young freshman quarterback, so I think that creates a lot of challenges. Played extremely well against a very weak Chapel Hill defense. That's not a really good defense in Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
that's one of the weakest in the ACC, let alone one of the weakest in the country.
You pointed out off the air, by the way, when we discussed what bowl game had the potential to have just lightning, skyrocket, fireworks offense, and no defense. Try the UNC-Oregon get-together showdown that they have coming up in the next couple of weeks. They could both score 100 and not blink.
Oh, I think, though, Vegas is going to have over and under. I think it's going to be 90-plus.
It's funny. If it's not, I'll adjust it to make sure that it does.
Yeah.
But to your point, UNC's defense just had no answer to slow down Clemson's offense.
No, I think they're really good offensively, and Will Shipley does a great job as a tailback. I've known Will for a very long time. Yeah. He and Navy played on the same 7-on-7 team. First time I ever saw the guy at practice, he was playing wide receiver the whole time because it was 7-on-7. He catches the ball at the back of the end zone, takes one step, and I am not joking. There was a 6-foot retaining wall there, and he's standing on top of it. Like, I couldn't believe it. There was 5-star wide receivers out there. After the practice, I said, "Who is that kid?" He said, "That's Will Shipley. He's the number one running back in the country." And I'm like, athlete beyond belief. Not a really big, I mean, you know, under 6 foot, but I mean, he's so fast, so strong. So their running game is going to be really good. They got a freshman. Let's put pressure on him. Let's really put the pressure on him and see what happens and make him, you know, see how he works under pressure.
Dallas, Miami, potential New Orleans with the Sugar Bowl. There was so much in the mix. Tennessee, Clemson. I think this is the best case scenario for Tennessee. Really, really big fan of the Miami Beach scenery. Really, really big fan with the matchup against Clemson. Really, really big fan of this game being played December the 30th, so you still have your New Year's Eve and can still watch the bowl games, the national championship implications of the bowl games. I think that this is the best case scenario. I know there's some people out there who go, nostalgia, Sugar Bowl, New Orleans. Ah, Texas, Dallas. That would have been a... Heath, I'm sorry, one person's opinion, and he's on this side of the microphone. I think the Vols in Miami, that's like Cinderella finding a glass slipper. It just fits every time.
It really does. I think it's a great matchup. It's a great game. It's a great environment. Going to the Orange Bowl, playing on, you know, what is that, December 30th that we'll be playing. So it's a 8 o'clock kickoff. I think it's the best matchup, and people, you know, going to the Orange Bowl against two teams that wear the color orange, and we'll finally be able to decide what's the true color of orange.
Yeah.
I think it's Tennessee's. Great matchup. I think it's going to be really good. I mean, if people are looking to watch a game, I think it's at one of the top of their list.
Coming up on the next side of things, the playoff 1-4. I believe was one of the more easier decisions to make across college football. Others don't. Not only that, I want to get your thoughts on the SEC schedule of bowl games. Just based on the matchup, yep, and your overall thoughts. Is the SEC well represented across the map on many of these bowl games? Some that can look as great as Alabama, Kansas State, Tennessee, Clemson. Other bowl matchups that make you shiver at night. Iowa, Kentucky, and the Nashville Music City Bowl. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal. Heath Shuler joins us next.
Number 6, Tennessee will take on number 7, Clemson, in the Orange Bowl that happens on December 30th down in Miami, Florida. Clemson comes in winning the ACC this season and is 11-2. The game will be an 8 o'clock kick. The College Football Playoff semifinals are also set. Number 1, Georgia will take on number 4, Ohio State, in the Peach Bowl. Number 2, Michigan will face number 3, TCU, in the Fiesta Bowl. Both of those games will be on New Year's Eve. In basketball yesterday, Tennessee took down Alcorn State 94-40. Olivier Kumwa scored 20 points for Tennessee in the win, and number 9, Virginia Tech, beat the Lady Vols 59-56. In the NFL, the Eagles hammered the Titans 35-10. The Cowboys blasted the Colts 54-19. The Bengals got by the Chiefs 27-24. It's 8-11. We will discuss the College Football Playoff semifinals as they are now set. Coming up next with Heath Shuler and more of the Monday Morning Quarterback. It's coming up next here on TSL. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Right, 8-17. Let's go through the SEC side of things in the bowl game with Heath Shuler. He joins us here, East Tennessee Children's Hospital, bringing you the Monday Morning Quarterback. Heath Shuler, let's go through the ringer real quick. This is each SEC matchup, Tennessee excluded from this list. We already know the Volunteers are going to be taking on the Clemson Tigers in the Orange Bowl. Here are the other SEC teams and where they'll be participating. Give us a quick little rundown, your quick thoughts, thumbs up, thumbs down, who it benefits, and the location they're going to be heading to. All right, here we go. LSU, after they're thumping against the Georgia Bulldogs, they are going to be heading to the Citrus Bowl, taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. Your thoughts on the two losers of their respective conference championship games, Purdue and LSU?
Yeah, I think LSU still has a little bit to prove. I mean, you know, they had a tough game. Purdue, I mean, they've kind of gone up and down. I mean, you know, I'm going to take LSU in that game. I just think that they have more athletes on the field. And, you know, I guess it all, you know, so much of this will depend upon, you know, the players that end up thinking they're going into, the, you know, where they're going to be drafted and, you know, whether they opt out of the bowl game or not. So I definitely like LSU. I like, you know, the more SEC teams in, I'm a big SEC. I'm going to be pulling for the SEC teams. You know, sometimes it's really hard. I have a hard time with Alabama and Florida. But, you know, I still pull for the SEC teams before I will anyone else, certainly in the Big Ten.
All right. So your now thoughts on Arkansas and Kansas. They're going to be in Memphis in the Liberty Bowl.
Arkansas, Kansas, you know, I mean, it's the Liberty Bowl. So
Two 6-6 teams.
It's going to be one of those games that, yeah, you're going to end up watching the game.
Yeah.
And you're going to watch the game. It's just, you're really not going to be, you know, it's not like you're going to invite all your friends over. Hey, let's watch the Liberty Bowl. This is going to be a great matchup of 2-6-6 teams. Sorry. It's just going to be a game, and it's glad it's on TV, and we're still playing. We'll only have want that game about June of this coming year to think, gosh, it'd be really good to watch a good football game right now.
Vegas. We keep making reference to Las Vegas, what it means for Heisman and Tennessee's chances against Clemson. What about the bowl game that's going to be taking part in Las Vegas? Your thoughts on the Gators at 6-6? They'll be taking on 14th-ranked Oregon State in the Las Vegas Bowl.
You know, I mean, gosh, that's going to be a tough game for the Gators. I mean,
Anthony Richardson, thumbs up, thumbs down, Logan Ward. Does he play in that game? Thumbs down. Oh, okay. Well, then I give me Oregon State's defense to eat them alive.
So
then,
why would he, Logan, why is he not going to play?
He's going to be a top 20 pick.
What?
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, what are these NFL?
Yeah, that's what they keep saying about the guy in Kentucky. I mean, I keep saying, I mean, come on.
Who gets taken first, Logan? Levis? Richardson?
I'm gonna say Levis. It should be Richardson, though.
He's Shuler. Who gets drafted first? Will Levis, Anthony Richardson?
Second round guys.
Do you think they're second round guys, or do you think they'll get drafted in the second round? Because right now, they're talking about as many as 5 quarterbacks could go in the first round right now. Bryce Young leading the way, of course.
Bryce Young's at the top of the list. Then there's a big drop off to the number 2 guy.
There's CJ Stroud that's in the mix there. Will Levis is in the mix there. Anthony Richardson's in the mix there.
Yeah, I would put Hendon back at the top of those guys. I mean, I'm taking Hendon over those guys.
Florida, Oregon State, quickly. Anything there for you in the Las Vegas Bowl?
Nothing.
No. Wake Forest, Missouri, they're going to be matching up Tampa in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah, Missouri better watch out. Wake Forest may put it on them.
Texas Tech, Ole Miss. Anything for you in the Texas Bowl? That's going to be coming up in Houston on December 28th.
Yeah, pretty good matchup. But I think, I think Ole Miss is going to be able to pull that one out. I think they ought to win big.
I'm referring to this, boys, as the Lou Holtz Bowl. Where are you guys going to be the same day Tennessee plays the Orange Bowl? Hopefully you're in Miami, because just up the road in Jacksonville, the Taxslayer Gator Bowl is going to feature 2 top 25 teams. What you going to do when Notre Dame and South Carolina run wild on you?
So didn't Notre Dame starting quarterback get in the portal?
Notre Dame.
Pike?
Their backup.
Did their backup into the portal?
I believe so.
I thought he was playing the last. I thought wasn't there an injury, or he played? Didn't Pike play the last couple of games of the season? I may be wrong, but you know, I don't like to watch Notre Dame ever play.
Overall thoughts on Carolina? They keep this thing hot?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're on a roll.
Carolina, Notre Dame, keeping things hot, say Heath Shuler. We already share comments, Tennessee, but I want to get to some of these nasty games down here. How ugly can they make the New Year's Eve Bowl in Nashville between Iowa and Kentucky?
Well, you know, that's going to be a tough fault game, though. I mean, that's not going to be your high scoring game. That's going to be a tough fault. That's going to be old style.
That's
football.
Kitchen sink.
That is
throw
kitchen
everything.
Sink. I like that game better than some of the others for sure. You know, good defensive game, run the ball. You know, if you want to see a really hard fought football game, that'd be a great game to watch.
January the 2nd. The ReliaQuest Bowl. Tampa's hosting so many bowl games this year. Mississippi State, Illinois. Mike Leach takes on one of the best defenses in college football in an Illinois Fighting Illini team.
You know, it's hard to bet against Mike Leach at times. I mean, he comes, yep. You know, if he's got a time to prepare, I mean, you know, the guy's a really smart guy. He knows his offense. I mean, you know, I would give Mississippi State an edge on that, even though Illinois had a great defense all year long. I think Mike Leach will find a way to put his players in a situation to win that game.
Kansas State. They just knock off TCU. They are now Big 12 champions. Their prize? They're going to the Sugar Bowl to take on Alabama. What will Alabama look like come December the 31st? It's the early game. It's happening there at the Caesars Superdome. What are your original thoughts? 5-9, Bama, Kansas State. I should say initial thoughts on the Sugar Bowl between the Tide and the Cats. Gosh, I think Alabama's going to be a shell of themselves.
Yeah, I think Alabama, you know, if all their team plays, Alabama's the one, right?
Oh, right.
I mean, Alabama wears them out. If
by the way, just to let you know, I know that spreads don't matter when it comes to a lot of decision making. What a lot of people believe in a regular season matchup between Alabama and Kansas State would be Alabama favored by 2 touchdowns, if not more.
I agree, yeah.
The opening spread between Alabama and Kansas State right now, Cats plus 6. That's Vegas telling you they might already know something about what Alabama's going to look like.
Yeah, that means because I just don't think that their players have anything to play for.
Right? They already had a starting offensive lineman into the portal.
Two offensive linemen.
But you're already starting to see the kind of vanish of roster spots in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's hard to bet against Vegas, right? At times.
I left this one out just for you to be able to pick at. It's like leftovers on Thanksgiving. Number 1, Georgia. Number 4, Ohio State. They're the Peach Bowl. Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite. Your thoughts now that Ohio State has found a way to get back into the playoff despite losing by 22 points on their home field 2 weeks ago to Michigan.
I think Georgia's playing so well right now that it's going to be hard for anyone to beat Georgia. I mean, they are playing they got a great offense, great defense. You know, and I think Ohio State's, you know, we saw where they're so vulnerable against Michigan. I mean, you saw it, and Michigan took advantage of it. And I think it'll be a really good football game. At the end of the day, Georgia's going to win. They're going to win the national championship.
If I asked you right now, what SEC team has the best chance to win their first, we're assuming Georgia wins here, so maybe they're the answer because they will be likely playing a second game for the national championship. If I asked you, this SEC team has the best chance to win their bowl game out of all the ones we just listed, what's your answer? I have one here, I think, without even blinking. They think they take care of business.
Oh, wow.
Or I might flip it. Which team has no chance of winning their bowl game? I have an answer for both of them. I'll start. Florida, I think that they get absolutely just overcooked against Oregon State. I think without Anthony Richardson, I think without some of the wide receivers they have.
You're 100% right.
If you ask me right now, Ivins, you have to give me a guaranteed bona fide winning their game from the SEC or losing their game. Florida's not beating Oregon State, and I will put that down against anything. If you ask me right now who's the team that has the best chance to win their bowl game, without even blinking, just know for a fact they're going to play that game. I say Ole Miss over Texas Tech. I like Jackson Dart and Lane Kiffin to beat Texas Tech.
That's you're 100% right.
Yeah, I don't blink in either of those. Right. Florida's going to get cooked, and I think Texas Tech, they might fold around for a quarter before Ole Miss goes, that's enough, get out of here. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Excuse me. Outside of Tennessee, Clemson, though, the most entertaining bowl game featuring two top 25 teams in an SEC. I know I make jokes. That Gator Bowl. Played before Tennessee and Clemson that day between Notre Dame and South Carolina. If Rattler goes out there and cooks, can you imagine the hype around Spencer Rattler going into next year with Shane Beamer in South Carolina?
But the Music City Bowl, Tyler.
You can deep fry Kentucky and Iowa, and I'm not eating that.
You know those two teams played last year's bowl game, too.
Iowa-Kentucky? It's all we need is more Wildcat-Hawkeye football. And it's a quick 3-hour drive down to Nissan Stadium to watch the Music City Bowl. Plenty of tickets still available is what I'm being told right now between those two teams. 99.1, the Sports Animal. We're going to let Heath Shuler pick apart, start, bitch, cut. It's next here on The Animal. 656-9900. Man, we have been blazing through the last hour and a half. Still 30 to play with here on your Monday morning quarterback. At Tyler Ivins. At Heath Shuler 5, there's a lot of us we got to get into here all up until 9 a.m. this morning. As East Tennessee Children's Hospital brings you the Monday morning quarterback, one of our favorite segments. Yeah, we've seen the results. You love it, too. This is Start, Pitch, Cut on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Logan Ward, do your worst. I expect you to put your best foot forward here. These better be the best six you've ever written.
Yeah. Who is more likely to opt out of the bowl game for Tennessee? Jalin Hyatt, Darnell Wright, or Cedric Tillman?
Well, he's one of these, I think, is already kind of written in the stars. We saw that with his non-participation in the Vanderbilt game. He wants to get healthy. He's got an NFL career ahead of him. To me, this is pretty straightforward. I'm going to start Cedric Tillman. I'm going to bench Jalin Hyatt. I'm going to cut Darnell Wright.
Okay, I got a little bit different. I'm going Tillman with a start. I'm going to bench Wright and then cut Hyatt.
Which SEC bowl game will be the best? Alabama, Kansas State, LSU, Purdue, or Notre Dame, South Carolina?
You know, let's go with that Alabama. We're going to start the Alabama K-State game.
Sugar Bowl?
We're going to bench the Notre Dame, South Carolina game, and we're going to cut the LSU, Purdue.
That's the right order. I'll start Sugar. I'll bench the Gator. I'll cut the Citrus.
Real quick, odds that Jeff Brohm is the head coach of Purdue for this game.
Ooh.
Does Louisville come calling again?
Okay, you beat me to it. Does Louisville take a second swing in that pinata?
They should.
I'm going to say yes.
I think he has to make a chance. I mean, he is in a situation in his career. He's got to make a change now. If not, he's just going to be a guy.
His team just won the division.
Coach. Such a good coach.
He just got Purdue to their first.
Place that you want to go?
But less
better Luke, than Purdue.
Ask Luke Fickell. Do you want to go to Wisconsin? But here's the thing. Do they know this is it? If you don't take the jump now and go get a big, get a paying job. Okay, look, Jeff Brohm's being taken care of it in West Lafayette. Okay. Luke Fickell was being taken care of in Cincinnati, but this is their opportunity. This is their lily pad to leapfrog.
I just don't know if going from Purdue to Louisville.
It's a more favorable conference, though.
Can Jeff Brohm take Louisville and make them Clemson? Jeff Brohm make Louisville?
Is Louisville NIL developing team?
I think that's the $64,000 question, especially in today's game.
Yeah, that changes things. It used to be about recruiting, and it's going to be about recruiting.
They better
and
do something.
NIL.
Their basketball team right now is not very good. They need something they need a pilot light that program. They need something. So maybe going out and overspending on Jeff Brohm might be the answer.
Conference championship game result, that was the most surprising.
Most surprising, right?
Most surprising.
Okay.
K-State beating TCU in overtime, Utah blowing out USC, or Clemson blowing out North Carolina.
Heath, I have a feeling we're going to co-sign on this, but I could be wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go. Utah blowing out.
Check.
USC, for sure. K-State beating TCU is my bench, and I'm cutting the Clemson-North Carolina game.
No, it's not. I'm going to start Utah blowing out USC. I'm going to bench Clemson blowing out North Carolina. You may not know this, Heath, but all last week, I was blowing the trumpet all last week. Telling everybody Kansas State was going to beat TCU.
Ooh,
back me up on this.
Yeah,
I do remember that. I remember you telling
that. That was not a shocker to me. I had to sweat a little bit there.
You were very superstitious about it, too.
Oh,
I texted you Saturday, said, hey, come to this establishment and watch the game.
I wasn't leaving the seat that I sat in before kickoff.
You said, I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving this seat. I'm not leaving this seat.
Which team has the best chance to keep Georgia from repeating?
Ooh.
Ohio State, Michigan, or TCU?
All right, I've been teasing this. We call this in the radio industry a tease, Heath. I've been teasing this for 2 hours. Which of the other three college football playoff teams has the best chance to keep Georgia from repeating?
This is obvious, right?
Is it, though?
I think it is.
Okay. I think so, too. I don't think this is a tough one.
Go ahead.
Well, can I go in reverse order to change it up here?
You do whatever you want. Make it your. That's my favorite part about Starbitch Cut is make it your own.
Let's go with the cut first.
So this team has no chance of beating Georgia.
No chance, and that's TCU.
Okay.
TCU has no chance. The second would be, I'm going to bench Ohio State.
Ooh.
See?
I'm going to bench Ohio State, and then I'm going to start Michigan.
So Michigan has the best chance.
I think Michigan does have the best chance, and here's why. They're going to keep the ball away from Georgia.
Right.
Ball control, pound it, run the football. And I think if there's a little bit of the weakness on that side, it's running the ball against Georgia.
Logan Ward, you were surprised.
Just a little bit.
Share us. Like a teacher, show us your work. Why are you surprised by Heath's response?
So TCU is the rightful cut. I'm going to start Ohio State, then I'm going to bench Michigan because we saw this last year. Michigan and Georgia, what they want to do offensively and how their teams are constructed, they want to do the same exact thing. Play ball control, run the football. That's all fine and dandy, but the problem is Georgia has the best roster in the country and a way better roster than Michigan. We saw it last year. Georgia dominated that game.
If Ohio State doesn't beat Georgia in the semifinal, Georgia's winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
You start Ohio State, you bench Michigan, you cut TCU.
With Jimmy Garoppolo out for the year in San Francisco, who will win the NFC? Wasn't that our NFC championship pick? Champion pick, Tyler? Yeah. The Eagles, the Vikings.
Niners, the Niners were totally going to the Super Bowl before yesterday.
The Eagles, Vikings, or Cowboys?
Well, ESPN believes the answer is the Cowboys.
What are they thinking?
They just rolled out a percentage.
50%.
The predictor. The playoff predictor of who was going to win the NFC. They have the Cowboys as a 50% chance. The Eagles at 30. And then just a little under 10% is the Minnesota Vikings. These are the three teams.
Do you think they did that based upon their defense? I mean, they got a great defense. Dallas
number one,
does.
Number two,
great defense.
Number two scoring defense in all of National Football League. Dallas is number one in sacks. Did you see what they did in the second half to Matty Ice?
Brutal.
What is he?
Fourth quarter.
That's Matt Ryan. I love the guy. I think he's great. Loved him since he came out of BC. I think Matt Ryan knows he's done. That last night was just, it was hard to watch.
Yep.
Heath, what's the order? Who's going to have the right to face off against AFC champion blank in the next couple of weeks?
So I'm going to start the Eagles.
Bingo.
I'm going to bench the Cowboys.
Bingo.
And I'm going to cut the Vikings.
Co-signed.
Last one, Caleb Williams is still a heavy favorite to win the Heisman before the finalists are released today. Which college football playoff quarterback has a chance to challenge him for votes? Max Duggan, Stetson Bennett, or CJ Stroud?
Before you answer this, Heath, those finalists are coming out this afternoon, and early indications are Hendon Hooker will not be invited to New York, and the four finalists will be Williams, Max Duggan at TCU, Stetson Bennett at Georgia, and CJ Stroud at Ohio State. Again, right now, I just hit refresh on the odds. Caleb Williams at USC is minus 2,200 to win the Heisman Trophy. He's become the runaway favorite and has been for now about 10 days. If it's not Caleb Williams, or if it is Caleb Williams, who out of these three players has the best chance to steal votes and will likely finish second?
Let's start CJ Stroud. Bench Bennett.
Co-signed.
And cut Duggins.
I'm going to give you an opportunity here in the final 45 seconds before you give us our little shout-out here. If that does come to fruition and Hendon Hooker does not get an invite, not only would it be a shame, but I just don't think that would be accurate. Hendon Hooker is clearly one of the four best players in college football.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think, I don't know what the NFL scouts are looking at, but he's got to be in the – he's got to be ahead of a lot of those players that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be a first-round draft pick. I'm just a big fan of what he knows about the game, his knowledge of the game, knowledge of the defense, his accuracy and his decision-making process. It's a crying shame that he's not in the top four.
Question. If he got hurt against Vanderbilt, finish the South Carolina game, let's say that they still lose, but he gets hurt that week and not a week prior.
And threw four touchdown passes.
I think he's a Heisman finalist. I think much has happened since.
I think he's the winner. He's the winner.
If Hendon Hooker's – okay, I'll take it this far. I don't know what I'm more frustrated about from the South Carolina game. The fact that Tennessee would be either the 2 or 3 seed right now playing for the national championship – or the fact that if Hendon Hooker doesn't shred his knee trying to adjust to go back up the middle for that hole. Screw it, I'll say it. Hendon Hooker's winning the Heisman if he doesn't shred his knee on that one play.
Yeah, because none of the other players have actually just have blown it away.
You just said it. So much has happened.
Yes.
The reason why Caleb Williams has become the runaway favorite for the Heisman, it took knee injuries by Blake Corum and Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, that's right. Those two would definitely be ahead of Williams.
If I asked you right now, I know we're behind the sticks. Answer this fairly and completely neutral, Logan Ward.
Okay.
Start, bench,
cut. We got you on the spot, my friend.
Healthy. Healthy right now. Okay? I'm moving the goalpost healthy in this hypothetical SBC. Start, bench, cut. Who wins the Heisman? Caleb Williams, Blake Corum, Hendon Hooker. Start as your winner.
I would start Williams. I would bench Hooker. I would cut Corum.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if that's right, dude. That's the beauty of this. I respect it. It's the beauty of doing sports talk radio.
So what's yours, Tyler?
Start Hooker, bench Williams, cut Corum. Because I just don't know if a running back will ever win the Heisman again. It's going to be a quarterback. Hints, who are the four finalists going to be later today when they announce it? Quarterback, quarterback, quarterback,
You know, I'm going out on a limb. I think that Hendon Hooker actually gets a seat at the table.
I hope you're right. I'll make you a deal. If it happens, breakfast on me.
You got it.
Done. French toast for everybody. Oh, wait. No. You're a waffles guy, aren't you? Or pancakes?
You know, I'm a chocolate chip pancake kind of guy.
Chocolate chip pancakes for everybody. Logan Ward, please.
Starbridge Cup brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Climate Control. Go see our friend Jeremy. Try their excellent smooth sailing service plan that includes payment options for a low monthly cost of less than $17 a month. Seasonal inspections throughout the year on a routine basis, no overtime fees, even for emergencies occurring outside of business hours and on weekends or holidays. Go online to set up your appointment, bluewaterclimatecontrol.com, or give them a call today, 865-299-2290.
All right, we're going to go for two straight after a nice little UTSA victory on Friday, riding with Ivins. Of course, a Monday night football game in the NFC South, plus college hoops and all. Don't know which way we're going. I'll have it for you next on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
Number 6, Tennessee will take on number 7, Clemson, in the Orange Bowl. That's happening in Miami, Florida on December 30th. Clemson is 11-2 and won the ACC this season. The game will kick off at 8 o'clock. The college football playoff semifinal are now set. Georgia will face number 4, Ohio State, in the Peach Bowl, and number 2, Michigan, will take on number 3, TCU, in the Fiesta Bowl. Both of those games happen on New Year's Eve. In basketball, Tennessee took down Alcorn State 94-40. Olivier Kumwa scored 20 points for Tennessee in the win, and number 9, Virginia Tech, beat the Lady Vols 59-56. In the NFL, the Eagles took down the Titans 35-10. Elsewhere, the Cowboys beat the Colts 54-19. And elsewhere in college football, South Florida has officially named Tennessee offensive coordinator Alex Golish their new head coach. It's 8:45. Riding with Ivins coming up next here on TSL. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Final segment here on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. All right, Tyler Ivins here. He's sure we'll give him the final word in seconds. But first, we got to say thank you to our friends over at American Outdoor Equipment. Let you know that the Branson tractors are continuing to fly off the showroom floor, and you can score up to $1,000 in Christmas cash back. But the sale only goes until December 23rd. Tyler O'Brien would love to welcome you into their Rockwood showroom on Gateway Avenue. American Outdoor Equipment, check out what they have for you online now, AmericanOutdoorEquipment.com, or give them a ring at 865-245-5213. Look, I really, really want to take the Monday Night Football game tonight, but with Tristan Wirfs right now, the question of whether or not he'll try to give it a go or if he's out, I don't have confidence in Tampa's offense or that offensive line being able to slow down the defense that Dennis Allen can bring to the table, but I don't trust the Saints, so I don't have a lean on this New Orleans-Tampa Bay Monday Night Football game. So I'm going to go college basketball tonight, and when I see one team right now, what they've been able to do out of the gate covering spreads, again, don't look at it X's and O's, I just look at trends, and I look at a team right now who I've already cashed on twice this year in their 5-2 start, and that's the UMass Minutemen, who tonight they're going to be playing a host to Albany. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a Massachusetts Albany college basketball breakdown here this morning. Just when I thought Heath Shiller was going to boo me out of the room for the UTSA Troy comment I made earlier, here's a little Albany for you. I'm going to take UMass right now, -15.5. Yes, that's -15.5 tonight. This team should be 6-1. Still stinging over a certain game earlier this year that they lost by free throws in the final seconds to avoid the cover. But I like UMass tonight. They're a better team than Albany, and I expect them to cruise to more than a 15.5 point cover. Give me the Minutemen, -15.5 tonight here on December the 5th, riding with Ivins. Heath, we got about 45 seconds. First of all, Vols, Clemson, that December 30th Orange Bowl. Book me a flight, brother. We'll go down there with sunscreen and beach towels.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah,
two great teams. Think, you know, and it's going to be the look to see which quarterback actually is going to be talked as next season's one of the top quarterbacks in their respective conferences. So, right. You know, it's going to be a great game. Love the matchup. You know, like I keep saying, who has the real shade of orange?
Right. Hendon Hooker. Last chance here. We got about 20 seconds. We're probably going to know shortly after lunchtime today who those Heisman finalists are going to be. Hendon Hooker. It'd be great for him to become the fourth player.
I think it does a lot for our program and the recruits that come in that if he was there, I think he's well deserved to be in the finalist. And, you know, look, I'd like to go out on a limb, say I'd love to see that the voters who voted for him to win it would be great. And we need a space in that trophy case for the Heisman Trophy, and he's well deserved. And I think if he wouldn't have gotten injured, I think he would have certainly been a finalist, but I think he had a really good chance of winning the trophy.
Heath, we appreciate it as always, sir. We'll step aside now. Eric Ainge and Brian Rice, they're going to take you from 9 to noon. Josh and Swain from noon to 3, as well as 3 to 7, our friends John and Jimmy, of course, taking you to that 7 o'clock finish line. Tennessee football, we will have you covered up till December the 30th, where we officially become the flagship station of not only the Volunteers, but of the Orange Bowl. All coverage here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Logan Ward, we say goodbye to you. Heath, thank you again. Your jukebox isn't even plugged in. Thanks a lot, dude.
It's not working.
99.1 The Sports Animal. We'll talk to you on Tuesday morning.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.